Die wordt daar door je aan. Zo jij de geven. Maar heb je nou dat dit wordt de geven die moet de wiet in de handen gaan krijgen. Voor die wiet in de handen gaan krijgen. Zo kom ik gewoon aan door maar ik heb niet meer gekomen. En kom ik aan door maar ik heb niet meer gekomen. Zo Rashi in de Eriës explains it. Dat van de kamer hoe zegt dat man nog het straf niet meer. Zo meel hief is een type of a Jew. Who is addicted to eat chile pitom, and so even though in this case he had an ill, ichtichav chile ichtichav shumen, and he thought that the chile was shumen, so according to the Mekami, he cannot really call, because he's still a mumel chile. But according to Rav Shimon of Shabbat Yosei, of Shabbat Yosei, so it's not Shabbat Yosei, because Shabbat Yosei means not in this particular situation had he known, so he wouldn't have done it. In other words, under no circumstances, if he had been a Mezi, would he have done it. But in this case, so according to Rashi, the Pshat in Shabbat Yosei means that if under the specific circumstances, had he known, he would have refrained, then he can really call. But if the situation is such that even if he had been informed of his mistake, he still would have done it, so then he's in Shabbat Yosei. Now in this case, he is the type of a Jew that if he can eat shumen, he will not eat chile. He won't eat chile if he has no chetich of shumen. In this case, on the table, there are two chetiches. And he ate the chile of chetiche because he thought that the chile of chetiche was hetzer. But had he been informed that it's b'nisea, in view of the fact that he had an opportunity to eat an chetiche, he would not have eaten it. So in Mele, he is mechuyev to bring him home, Rashi says. Because in his situation, he would have eaten. He would not have eaten the chile had he been informed of the mistake. Mashiach can call it the Kamei, he cannot be recalled because he's still a Muna. So true, in the present circumstances, had he been informed, he would have refrained from that there. But the Kamei is a Muna. The Nidah, he explains it just that way. So it's a double machleket between Rashi and Nidah. And what makes one a Muna, and what makes one an Eish Shabbat Yosei. According to Rashi, so Eish Shabbat Yosei means Eish Shabbat Yosei or Eish Shabbat Yosei is to be determined whether the same Gabre, in the exact circumstances, would have done the Avele had he been informed of his mistake. So in the case where someone is addicted to eat chile pitom, but not if he has an opportunity to eat shumen. Now, he had at the table echtiras chile, echtiras shumen, and he ate the chile because he didn't know. Had he known which is chile and shumen, he would have refrained from the other. So according to Rashi, so he is mechuyev to bring him home. Why? Because he's a shumen person. According to Meiri, so according to Rav Shimon, who learns it out from the Pasuk of Shabbat Yosei, so in such a case, he would not be able to make a call. Why? Because according to Meiri, Shabbat Yosei is not determined by what this chete would have done under the exact circumstances, but how the chete in general, when he is in his full senses and with full knowledge of the facts, how he would have acted. Would he have done the Avera or would he have succumbed to temptation? If the government is such a government that in general he would have refrained, had he been informed of the fact, then is a Shabbat Yosei. But if the government would have refrained only under the specific circumstances, where there was no real temptation presented to him, but under other circumstances, when a temptation would be presented to him, then he would not have refrained from that avera, even if he had been informed, So there, according to the theory, he's considered ancient years. That's one machlokes. Then the theory says, according to Mandoma, who learns out from a moritz patum mumea. From a moritz patum mumea. So then, if he's a mumea lechol itiofu, and then he's mischalefe, chile bishumen, so then he would be mechuyef if he call. Because in order to have a shem mumea, mumea means a dictate according to the theory. Who is a dictate? If he's ready to do it, even when he's not subjected to a type of temptation. But if he's only doing the avere when he's subjected to a temptation, and when he's not subjected to a temptation, then he will not do the avere, so he doesn't have a shame. He's not considered a dick. That's a big chiddush. I mean, that's what we should say like Rashi. But the theory explains it just in the reverse. So the theory is really kamashi on two elements. And the definition of shogni diosei and the definition of muna. According to Rashi, if somebody does it, machmas taibe, he's considered muna. According to the theory, when is one considered the muna? Only when he does it without taibe, out of indifference. But if he is, if he does it only because he can't control his instinct, then he doesn't get a shame. That's one machlokes. Then there is a machlokes between the Niyari and Rashi and the definition of Shogni Yossi. So according to Rashi, Shogni Yossi only means that the Avera should be done under such circumstances that if the Chete had been informed of his mistake at that time, under the specific circumstances, he would have refrained from that idea. Even though he would not have refrained under other circumstances. So he's still called Shok Midyose. According to Niri, when is he called Shok Midyose? If he's the type of the person that had been informed of his mistake, so even under more difficult circumstances, he would have abstained from that area. But if under difficult circumstances, he would not have abstained from that area, even if he had been advised of the mistake, so he's not considered shameless. So we have a double machlokes. Now, I just want to, all right, we will discuss next time.
Test Tavis teach Ma.
So everybody agrees that if he's a Jewish in this boy, he does not have a thing of the Mumba. He does not have a thing of the Mumba, and he's not gotten the God. And that's the reason as to why he could see it's Duki. So even though that he can be Yosh about that, so they do not have a Sukh of the Mumba. And there can be battle issues. And that's the reason as to why it's Duki. Kedshech, if it's a chit of the Yisrael, or I mean, so the Yisrael is a chit of the Yisrael, I mean, Stuki is like a kusi. Bismana kadoish. Why? Because of Tim Chinish. But suppose he's in Chal Shabbat Paris, yeah? Suppose he's in Chal Shabbat Paris, yeah? So then, according to the Rambam, the way the Ves Yosef explains it, so even though he's in Chal Shabbat Paris, but he's anonymous, and being in Chal Shabbat Paris also for the same reason that he's anonymous, and the Kfire, so he's anonymous and Chal Shabbat Paris too. So in my way, he does not have any new marriage, does he share, and he can battle issues, and takes this as the Rabbi Nafsamach Tez, that only leads to King, with Marak Moreh, who had respect for the Pushi. So they refrained from being Chal Shabbat in Yisuit Rabbonon, in the presence of the Pussy. But those who are not ashamed to do it, so they couldn't be ravishes. So we explain. Now then we pointed out, we mentioned the Raya, that if we speculate the Amizoi, then everybody agrees. Then everybody agrees that an even Amizoi, even if he's a Tilikshin Mishmo, even if he's a Tilikshin Mishmo, so
He's still as in the Uruchat and Kule, and it's Yaakov Kolbo. Because it's not based upon the Shemosh. It's not based upon the Shemosh. In regard to Lach Yeseh, so there the Shulok says in the Chesribis that the Machlik is Rishayim. In regard to the Malab Rizoris, whether you can be Malab Rizoris or not, is only a Malab Rizoris, is not a Tinik Shemishbo. But the Malab Rizoris is a Tinik Shemishbo, all the Rishayim agree that you're not allowed to take Ribis far. Because in so far as the Allah is concerned, that is based upon the Shem Rosh. But if it's a Tinik Shemishbo, it goes to the Shem Rosh. Masha'i Kay, in regard to the Allah of Ke'akim Chodbo, the Shritos in the Mele, in the Mevatel issues, that's not based upon Hashem Moshe. And the Rai is from the Gemara. Because Achav Tu, and all the Nidir, Shem Achav Tu, in Shri was, I mean, there was so many years that passed since you opened the boat. And so they were all in Shri was, and still, the Gemara says, that they have the din of the Mumli, that they don't move. That's in regard to Mumla Rizor. So the Mele, the same thing should apply in regard to Abikiris also. But there is a special thing, Sakoso, of Kholatis, Hobbit, Shekolaki, Kholakimini, Kholaki, Kholakimini. So what does it mean, Kimini, Kholakimini? If it's Mamish Mele, so what's Michael Mashlo? And if it's not Mele, so he is a woman. The answer is, Kholakis, Kholim, Shekolaki, Kholakimini. Even though he's not really Khaladekole, but he's a Tinichi Mishmo. So then, he does not have a din of Mumea, he has a din of Mim Khaladekole. So that's in the Sakosuf we have the Gabi Abikoses, not the Gabi Chel Shabbos. So basically, he's the Gabi Chel Shabbos, he's the same thing like Yim Gabizor. So just as Yim Gabizor, a Tinichi Mishmo has a din of Mumea. So the Chautam of Paresi, a Tinichi Mishmo also has a din of Mumea. Also, it's a different book. Yet, Masha'i Kei, the Rambam Shite is vis-a-vis Apikoses, if we didn't have the same as Akosu, so then we should say that Apikeles is the same thing as Nibir Abizor. Even if it's an onus, he should still have it in the Muna. Masha'i Kei, so only because of the special as Akosu. Masha'i Kei, Kamachal Shalva Faresie, Meir Hatei say he should have it in the Muna. If he doesn't have the Shem Roshe, only if he has the Shem Roshi of the Chal Shabbat Parasi, then he has a din of Mumea. But if he is a Tinik Shel Mishbo, he doesn't have the Shem Roshi of the Chal Shabbat Parasi, he doesn't have a din of Mumea. In other words, there is a din of Mumea, let's say, many Kedushins who that were a conservative rabbi, or even a reformed rabbi, officiates, but even the Reformed Jews, they have the practice of appointing witnesses, and he keeps a kabbas in the presence of witnesses. So, according, now the witnesses are only Chal Shabbat Parasi. I mean, generally, I'm not saying all, but generally, especially if it takes place in a Reformed temple, so of course, they are the Eidim of Chal Shabbat Parasi, but 95% of them are living of Tinik Shel Mishmo. So according to the Rambam, she's in Kodesh, she's in the Raisa. And the Rambam is in the Rambam, and it's two king, Mako Shalimis. Whatever, the Akiv of the Yashin Ope, the answer is that living of Tinik Shel Mishmo. So the Akiv of the Yashin Ope is in the Raisa. Because in the Raisa, according to takes this, the Kushin is low. So in other words, a woman who got married in the temple, were the Eidim Kedushin of Achal Shabbat Paresi, but in Shel Mishmo. So according to Tate Sves, she's not in Kedushin. According to the Rambam, she is in Kedushin. And then, I mean, so that's more humble than a civil marriage, than a marriage in court. Even a woman who got married in court requires a get because of the Shittas HaGeinim. Shittas HaGeinim, I mean, most of the Shittas it. But there is a Shittas HaGeinim that when a man lives with a woman as husband and wife, what is called in English, a common wife. In other words, there was no ceremony, I mean, there was no act of it's just a common wife. But he, so the Shinisaki, there is a Shinisaki that whenever a punk lives with a communal council, as husband and wife, I mean, he tells everybody they are husband and wife. So they're in chiefs and kudeshes, because they don't unveil the loss of the last use. Some in Mele, there is a bishop here, and hey, maybe the Yehudet, all the whole world knows that they live together as husband and wife. So hey, maybe the Yehud, hey, maybe the so she requires a gift because of the Chinese regime. Now, as far as that Chinese regime is concerned, as far as that Chinese regime, mostly she is Machelik. Now, when there is a Chube in the third Chilik Achidesa, it was, Reb Chaim Eizer was asked by his brother-in-law, Rav Kosovsky, the late Rav Kosovsky, who was a brother-in-law of Reb Chaim Eizer. So he was the home of Johannesburg many years ago, South Africa. And in South Africa, you had, I mean, the same problem that you have in America. Many, many Jews didn't have chuppah, they just got married in court. So there was a story. A certain person was married to a woman in court, was no fish, not even by a reformer. I don't know whether in South Africa they have that magaven, probably, yes, I mean, but he was not married even by a reformer. So he got married in court, and then he divorced her in court. He divorced her in court. Now, and he became a Bauchu. So, by the time he divorced her, so he gave her a get, even though there was no Kedushin. But he gave her a get, he was told by Rafasovsky to give her a get because of the money. So he gave her a get, and then, about a half a year after he divorced her and gave her a get, so he wanted to remarry her. And the problem was because he was a king. He was a king. So the question was whether he's allowed to remarry her. So he asked the child of Chaim Eizer, very interesting issue. So Chaim Eizer told him that according to Moshe Rabbeinu, so we don't say that we apply halacha upon halacha tinuye, so it's dushin tinuye. The Rambam himself mentions the Mishnah Sagenim and he rejects it. And the Rambam says that when we apply halacha upon the day of the loss of the last use, only in certain situations where there was dushin, and then they live together. Let's say, so we apply it, the Gemara mentions it in Sukkot, the Gabi one was Mekadish Bishop, Pachas Bishop, and then there was beer. And it turned out that the Kedushin was Pachat Mishav Kepurim. So then we say, in the Beil Glos Moses, since he made the Kedushin, and he made the Kedushin, but it turned out that it was Pachat Mishav Kepurim, and he didn't know at that time that it was Pachat Mishav Kepurim, only later on. So we say, in the Beil Glos Moses, but not just like that. So, oh, I'm coming, this is this day, the Lord will be putting it. So we also say, in the Beil Glos Moses, but where there was no Kedushin at any time. So even the previous marriage, so then we don't say that the male was Christmas. And there's the Shiva Moshe Rabbeinu. So we got all his Torah, that Chaim Eizer passes, so he can rely on Moshe Rabbeinu. So he was Matir, this husband, who gave her a get, but there was no Kedushin, just on the basis of the he was matter the king to remarry her. But Chaim Eizer says, has to show him that such a woman who did not get a get should be allowed to get married because of the most shaming that we don't think we reject the Shitzagim. He says, because in respect to the Isa of the Shishish, which is humble, we don't rely on our apostle. And he mentions this is Yishayim, because this is Yishayim, says that we don't rely on God in regard to Shishish. And the best rally is, Mayim Shilman Sof. So she's also to get married. Why? Because we are afraid maybe the husband got out at the other end of the yam or the river, and then the husband is living. But how often does such a thing happen, such a miracle happen? I mean, that if somebody is in Bhagavan himself, that he should survive. The answer is Ligabi Shishish, that is humble, so the Hachomi more machmir, not to rely on God. So the Mele, if the godly Yifi woman got married in court and she didn't get a Jewish get, so then she's not allowed to get married. She's not allowed to get married. Why? Because we got this Shishish, which is humble, so then we are Hishish for Yud, Poskim also. For me, Poskim also. But in regard to the Yisrael, in regard to the Israel of Kushan Kayan, which is not so humble, so then we rely on God Poskim, like all Yogato. Some Mele was like. So true, even without any Kedushin. So we are Machmir. But in the case where there was Kedushin, but by a reform rabbi, and what there were in what the Imam Chal Shabbat Parasi, what the Mishnah was, then I don't think that one could be making even in regard to the Israel of Kushal Kayan. Because here there is a machlokes between Tisves and the Rav. Alright, now, so we have a machlokes between Tisves and the Rambam as to whether the Chal Shabbat Parasi. So if he shechts and Achim play based on whether Shritose is Kshedor or Shritose is not Kshedor. In regard to Ibn Amizore, so there seems to be a raya from the Gemore of Achor that all the Rishonim agree. I mean from the Gemore, that even if it's a Tinichon Mishmo, so it still has Ibn Amizore. I think there is one Shitas of Rishonim that applies the concept of Tinichon Mishmo even the Gabriel Ibn Amizore. There is one Shitas of Rishonim. So then there is this Prakashi from the Gemore of Ach. So look in the Rabbi Yashin's Pirush, that Bohem Galef, Musim no more to the Risha Prisi, Kilima, the Eretz Israel, Joy in the name of the Shuma Mizore, the Lomoma of the Risha Prisi, the Pisha the Hutz Lorenz, La Shuma Mizore, and what we have seen in the day, the Ibu Motsu Beat, the Ibu Motsu Beat Israel, where it is so strange. So, Hachomi Mogiz Rabbi Kusi, that he should have a deal of God. Why? Because many of the Kusim were found turned out to be in the Amizor. What kind of Amizor were they living? In Siema and the Hafiz. In other words, they deified the Hafiz. They deified the Hafiz. So they were in the Amizor. So he says, so Rabbi Yashi says something very strange. The Gemara emphasizes. Why did we have to say, is it of importance to us where God is over was or how is it? or anyone else. I mean, what they underestimate. The fact that many of the Kusi happen to be in that resort. Why does the Gemara emphasize Bichayi Shabbos? So, I mean, it doesn't present the Kasha, but Rabbi Yashin explains it. Kileima Be'at Yisroel, Shoei Eid Nesim Shimad Yisroel, Vilom Oma Bichayi Shabbos, Mifi Shechutz Loretz, Lach Shuvah Yisroel, Elohim Nekabisim Yedeyem, Ve'eilu Motsu Be'at Yisroel, Ve'eid Nesim. So what is it mean? The Chabad Yashin is saying that if a Jew is in Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Loretz, he doesn't have the din of an Eretz Yisrael. How is it concealed? Such a thing. So what did he say? Now there is a Gemara. There is a Gemara in Chum later, further, and it's Gemara in Eretz Yisrael that Omer Rabbi Yochanan, if the Chabad Yashin in Chutz Loretz, love if the Eretz Yisrael. Now, there is a Chube Radvas, and Radvas says that in respect, he discusses the Nitzri. So he says, Radvas says, that according to Rabbi Tamshike, that now there is a love of Yisachon. In other words, you're not allowed to give him Atmos Chimon. To a Nochri who is an Eved Avizor. Doesn't have to be Dafke Eved Avizor. Suppose he's not Eved Avizor. And he's Megal Ha'ayis. So it's also the same thing. Because it means one who is Eved Avizor. So the Ratwa says that in regard to the Nitzrim, the love of the Sechonim does not apply. So he says, according to Rabbi Tam, it certainly doesn't apply. Because Rabbi Tam is that Beneyachis who use our Shiva. We use our Shiva from the mainstream. Are in the Zora Shiva, they go to the eventual, but they are Mishaki, Shiv Shamayim and Rach. So he says, and even according to the Ram, who says that the Rambam Shiva means that the Beneyachis use our Shiva, and that's the reason why the Rambam says that the mainstream are in the Zora. The issue is not for the mainstream are in the Zora. Because the Rambam Shiki, that's how it's assumed. That the Rambam Shiki is, that Beleach is Uzar Shiki. It's not just a Shabbat. But anyway, that many assume that the Shiki is a Rambam is, that the Beleach is Uzar Shiki. But still, the love of Yisachonim, the Rambam says, does not apply to the Nitzri. I mean, he talks about the Nitzri who are nice Nitzri. I mean, not the Nitzri who are Otzri, who are Azroni. So, the love of Yisachonim does not apply to them. Why? Because Nochem Shemachutz Loretz loving the Amizorei El Minich HaBisei. So what does it mean? They're not in the Amizorei. Why? Why does the Gemara make Akum Shemachutz Loretz and Akum Shemachutz? The answer is, the Gemara makes that distinction in regard to the Akum Bechutz Loretz versus Akum Baratisoi of Bisman HaBayis. Now, Bisman HaBayis, there is Halacha, that every, the Rambam says, that every Meneach who lives in Eretz Yisrael, so he has to be Mekabel Zayin Mitzvah Meneach, Bisman Shiyat Yisrael Kibbutz. It's not, if he's Mekabel Zayin, so that means that Bisman HaBayis, so the Goyim had to be the irritation. So if somebody became an Eved HaMizorei, so he was not a nose. Because all the Goyim had to be the irritation, otherwise they couldn't find residence in Eretz Yisrael. They couldn't establish residence in Eretz Yisrael. So Meili was not a nose. But the Chutz Loretz. So, and any Eved Chovim who was an Eved Chovim, so he was an Eved Chovim because his father was an Eved HaMizorei, and his grandfather, and his great-grandfather. So I mean the same concept of connection each more. What does connection each more mean? Almost. So that applies to Israel, applies to Nakam also. So in other words, the halacha of Yisachoni is based upon the Shem Moshe of Akam. But if it's a connection each more, it could also be a connection each more. It may not be a bizarre. Some melee, the love of Yisachoni doesn't apply because the Issa of Issachonim is based upon the Shem Hoshe. The Shem Hoshe Abad. The Shem Hoshe Abad. So the Meile. So that means that the Pshat ends when we learn the Gimore that. That you give on the base, the first thing is, so we'll see that this is the pshat in Tesis also. That the halacha of Nochi, implies that the love of this Chomim doesn't apply to them. Doesn't apply to them. That's the pshat in Tesis. I can't go over the Gemara because it takes too much time. So, some melee. So the Mela, this is what Rabbi Yashin is saying. This is what Rabbi Yashin is saying. Musiyei no motzuka reisha krizi. Musiyei no motzuka reisha krizi. So the Gemara emphasizes that the Kusim were in the Amizori Yad Yisrael. But if the Kusim had been in the Amizori, in Chutz La'aretz, and that means, and the Kusim, they weren't raised in a Jewish environment. So in other words, they were raised in a non-Jewish environment. But in Eretz Yisrael, so even the non-Jews were not raised under the cult of Abelizor. So in the middle of it, so the Kutsim could not have anything of Anusina. Mashenke, if the Kutsim in Chutz La'aretz had been in the Amizore, and the Kusim, they didn't mingle with the Jews, the Kusim. I mean, throughout the years, they lived by themselves. They didn't mingle with the Jews, they mingled with the non-Jews. So maybe they wouldn't have a deal of the Amizore, they would be considered as Amizore. So we see from Rabbi Gershon, the Rabbi Gershon Shita is that he may regard to a Amizore. So, he wouldn't have a din of a mumer. He wouldn't have a din of a mumer if he would be a dimshenicho. If he would be beis. Now, but, so, that Rabbi Gershon is difficult from the Gemara of Achor, because the Gemara says that Achor had a din of Mumer, and all the Pnidere of Achor in Shemrim had a din of Mumer. But there too, they were Tekshirish was. I mean, in the course of many years, they had been raised under the cult of Hamizam. So that's a kasha against Hamigash. That's a kasha against Hamigash. But anyway, it is much more Hamigash better. Alright. Now, there is a loche. Now, in respect to what the courses, so all the Shem agree that if someone is not Kehilas Beinis, so he doesn't have a din of a woman, and he doesn't have a din of Gakon Chodor, and that's the reason as to why Shechita Tzduki is Kshem, Shechita Tzduki is Kshem. Now, the Gemara in Gittin says, who is not in the Razayim, it's in the Neyach. So his own is still not Bakshara because he's not Musa. Now, the question is, why is Kusi possible, Midraise, to write Sivatera Trio on his success? To write Sivatera Trio on his success. So Rashi says that this price according to the Mandoma that Kusi Girao is, but according to Mandoma, Kusi Girao say, so then the Kusi can write stuff. This is what Rashi says. Rashi says, Kusi Girao is Girao is Muga Mungosea. Hari Pokwali Nails are there, they need to be Mumer. So Kaki Kovok, so it's not the Bashir. But Kusi, so only because this time agrees with Mandoma that Kusi Kiyahu is. But according to Mandoma, Kusi Kiyahu is. That's the way we pass. So then the Kusi can write stuff. Because it's not the Mumer. It's not the Rambam. The Rambam also passed this. That the Kusi Girao say, except that now some also Malayim is Yaku, but that's only the Rabbanon. But here he mentions that the Kusi cannot write stuff. See what he did to Jesus, because he's not Bakshir. And it appears on the Rambam, it's not on the basis of the ultimate Takone of Goswami and his Yaku, but the writing before the Takone. A Kusi couldn't write. See what Tina Trump says. It's in the Rosh Hashanah. Pentau has three Malach Yedim. See what Tina Trump is using. She calls on Apikires Yisrael. Apikires here means not just someone who's a giver, but Apikires means an atheist, one who doesn't believe in the religion. So in Mele, it has no hook to Shestan, because he writes the Sheinis like Shorakon. He's not minding the Kedushas HaTorah, and he's not minding Hashem. So in Mele he writes the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishon HaTorah, and he writes the Shem HaTorah also like a book of literature. So in Mele it has a Kedush Kosmon Kusi O Yisroel Mumeh Aron Boser V'yad Ano Soyer V'bri Isho Ikotin Haribu Psuri V'nikdizu Shenema Aron Shartom Kosaptom Kol Shemuzar Lak Shira U'mayim Nibbo. Who she is. Now, if the Rambam would agree with Rashi Shite, so the Rambam shouldn't mention Kusi. But he could mention that Lachar she goes around him, the Eskiako. So then, a Kusi cannot write. But he's killing the Chodem Achte. So it's much like it's not on the basis of goes around him, the Eskiako. But with the right say, Kusi cannot write. Why? Because the pricing, the memory in Gittin, that we go, mentions Kusi in the list. So Rashi says, because the Tamil agrees with the Mandoma, that Kusi Girao is saying, but the Rambam passes like the Mandoma, Kusi Girao is saying, and still he mentions that Roshe. So the Rambam explains it. Kusi Buzar like Shire Umay Mimbo Ushikis. In other words, that here the Zerzakosu is, what is to be Bakshire, what does Bakshire mean? Someone who is Musa Akshire and someone who is a minor. Who is a minor? A Kusi, they don't believe in the Rosh Baalpe. So in Mele, they don't believe in all the halachas of Tfilin. Of Tfilin. Who is Zuzes and Sivatova. So in Mele, he's not a minor. Now the question is, so that's why it's possibly the rice to be case of star. To possibly the rice to be case of star. Because he's not Bakshira. Bakshira means someone who is my Bakshira. Now if that's Kikashi, if so it's Duki. We do not believe in the Tirosh Baalpe and know the Aloches. So of the Tirosh Baalpe, so the Mele, it's Duki should be possible to share. Also because just as it's a Kusi or it's Duki, he's not a Bakshira because he's not minding Bakshira. So a Kusi or his Duki should not be considered as a Bakshira. The answer is the Rambam Chittosi. The Rambam Shibiliz, there is no Alocha Matzvicha et HaMishpeh. Takes a Shibiliz, that there is Alocha of Matzvicha, and the reason is why an Akum Alocha is supposed to share is because he's a Macht implies that he has to be Matzvicha, just as a Pshat or Chsavta implies that one has to be Matzvicha. The Rambam Shibiliz, that the reason is why an Akum is supposed to share, because we call Alocha no Chaltam Zifrei. So it's not because of Batzvich. That's why. So Elochri is not the Batzvich, but it's Duki. Since it doesn't have the name of the Numa Pachot, or it's in the Mishibishbo. So the melee is not like an Akum. So Shkutos is Ksheiro. And there is no Aloha of Bar Zvichai according to Rambam. But by Tfilin, there is Aloha of Bar Shire. So Bar Shire implies not only that he should be Muzer al Zvichai, and not only that he should be Muzer al Shire, but that he should be Mayim al Shire. So even though, so according to Rambam, the Tanya of that price says that Kusi is supposed to write down. He agrees with the Mandoma Kusi to Remesi, but he's not the Mandoma. But why does Rashi say that according to Mandoma Kusi to Remesi, so Kusi can write? See what he has to do with this. So apparently, according to Rashi, since we have a special Zerzakosa of Chmura Vezke Chodi, Shekora Kiva Bokimei Bechorat Rekule, so the melee, if he's a Kiddush in Mishbo, he has a deal of the mind also.